Hello, friends. This is Cliff Knight from Equippers International. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We want to lift up Jesus and provide a place for you to learn more about Him and to grow in your relationship with Him. If you find the podcast helpful, feel free to share it with others. We believe it will be a source of blessing and encouragement, and you will be strengthened in your relationship with Jesus. Welcome back to the podcast. We're in Romans chapter 8. We're just going to finish up this little paragraph that we've been looking at regarding God's purpose and Him working all things together so that we can be conformed to the image of His Son. And we looked at that in the previous episode. I'm just going to pick up there in the middle of verse 29 and read verse 29 and 30, that He would be the firstborn among many brothers, and these whom He predestined, He also called, and these whom He called, He also justified, and these whom He justified, He also glorified. Now, there's many things that as we go through a study like this, I've said over and over again that we could move in and chase rabbits all over the show. But honestly, we can't read these verses without commenting on a broader scale of some of the words that Paul uses in this passage. Obviously, the word that jumps out to everybody is this word predestined. Now, let me just go on record as saying, I'm not a Calvinist. I don't adhere to Calvinistic theology, nor am I an Arminian. I don't adhere to Arminian theology. I want to believe that I'm a Biblicist, that I read the scripture and I take both sides of the same coin as one coin. There are elements and things about God's predetermining of things that is real. We can't escape that. But I don't believe that it goes to the extent that a doctrinal system called predestination embraces. Nor do I believe that another doctrinal system that believes completely only in free will and what man decides, man rules almost as God, and he can just control his own fate and his own destiny. That's not what I believe either. I believe there is a balance, and I believe that Paul believed that. And what I think Paul is saying in these verses is he's saying very simply, God knows. He knows because He's God. And God's knowing beforehand doesn't mean that we're locked in and controlled into something. This is the fault of theological systems. They try to define and close God in and make Him have to operate a certain way. And I believe this is not what Paul's saying. I believe Paul simply is saying that God decided beforehand, and He knew, first of all, that Christ was going to be the measure by which He does things. That's the most important thing. If you go to Ephesians chapter 1, for example, Paul talks about how God knew things before the foundation of the earth. And what He knew, if you read that passage, He knew that He was going to redeem. He knew that He was going to forgive. He knew that He was going to call people to Himself. But what He knew most importantly was He knew that He was going to do it all in Christ. And if you look at Ephesians 1 in those first, say, 18 or 19 verses, I think no fewer than 12 times Paul uses the language of things being done in Him and in Christ and in the Beloved. And it's all wrapped up in Christ. So that's really what Paul's saying. He's saying that God knew beforehand the way that He was going to accomplish what He was going to accomplish. And then He calls people to come and He gives them the free will choice to receive by faith what He's done. And so I believe that's what Paul's communicating in these verses. He's simply saying that God knew, He decided that there would be people who would come. And His invitation is to all, but of course He knows who would and who wouldn't. See, we try to see from God's perspective now and say, well, those are and those aren't. But we don't have that prerogative because we're not God. But God knows. And then He calls everyone. And in calling everyone, there are those that respond. And when they respond, He justifies them. And when He justifies them, He also glorifies them. Now, we would expect that Paul would say that God knew what all was going to happen because he's God, and that he was calling people and that people would come. And when they come, that he would justify them. But he also says he glorified them. Not that he will glorify them in the future, but he already has glorified them. So if you're one that has responded to God and you have been justified, you are also glorified already. God has set us in a place of glorification. And if we can't read the book of Romans up to the point we've read it so far and not marvel at what we have been partakers of, simply because of our belief, not because we're special, not because we did anything to deserve it, but because we believed the good news of God, it is absolutely glorious what we have come into. And where we stand now is in a glorified position. And it is something that we can glory in. We can glory in the goodness of God, the faithfulness of Jesus to do everything necessary to provide all that we need to live full and free in a relationship with the Father. And it is so good. And it is so glorious. So be strong and courageous and love Jesus more.